The leader of Yemen's Ansar Allah movement says the enemy tries to take over Yemen by rejecting the United Nations envoy initiative to end fighting in the country's western coast. Abdulmalik al-Houthi said the enemy tries to invade the city of Hudaydah under any pretext, but its main goal is to control the whole country. He called on all Yemeni people to continue their fight against the Saudi-led coalition in the country's west. Al-Houthi also praised the role of Yemeni tribesmen in supporting the army in his fight in Hudaydah. He made the remarks after Yemen's former president rejected an offer by the UN envoy that would have placed Hudaydah under the world body's supervision. Now, Yemeni activist Hussein al-Buhayti believes a Saudi-led coalition would have been forced to stop its attacks on Hudaydah if it had accepted the UN initiative.
I believe, I think that the Saudi-led coalition have rejected this initiative secretly because they haven't announced this publicly. That's why Sayyid Abdul Malik has came with this statement to let the world and as well the Yemeni people know that who has rejected this initiative. And I think that they have rejected this initiative because if the United Nations supervision offer this port, this means that they will have no reason to continue their attack on Hudaydah port. And the main reason for attacking Hudaydah port is to cut this last lifeline and to control one of the most strategic area in the Red Sea, and to control, as Sayyid Abdul Malik said, is a Zionist, American, and UK desire to control the west coast of Yemen, because it is so close. Or who controls this coast can control Bab al-Mandab Strait, which is one of the most important strategic main sea line for shipping in the area.